And now a story about a soldier who didn't come home from our current war in Iraq. New details have emerged about the death of one of the soldiers ambushed together with Private Jessica Lynch. Early stories about Lynch's heroic resistance proved untrue. Instead, credit for fierce resistance goes to Sergeant Donald Walters of Salem, Oregon. After months of pressure from his family, the military awarded Walters the Silver Star. Now this week, the Army gave his family shocking details of how Sergeant Walters died. Colin Fogarty from Oregon Public Radio Broadcasting has this report.
Arlene Walters has said all along all she wanted was the same recognition for her son that Jessica Lynch received. In an interview in March, a year after her son died, she said she appreciated the newly awarded Silver Star, but feared most Americans might remember Lynch and forget what Donald Walters did.
It isn't going to go down in history. That's my problem. He has three children, and he has nieces and nephews. And when they study about this war, when they grow up, they're all little. They should be able to read it correctly, what happened.
Now the Army has provided the grim details of what did happen near An-Nasiriyah, Iraq, in March 2003. After an investigation of DNA samples near the firefight and interviews with several Iraqi witnesses, the Army says Walters survived the battle. The military says he was led alive to a nearby building. Later, his body was brought out with two bullet wounds in his back, indicating he was executed. Army spokeswoman Lieutenant Colonel Diane Battaglia says that means Walters is not a battle casualty, but a victim of a war crime.
When an individual is captured alive and subsequently killed, that is a crime. That is a crime no matter who the capturing forces are or who the forces are committing murder.
Battaglia says much of the new information about Walters came from Iraqi detainees interviewed in prisons such as the now famed Abu Ghraib. And she adds that the military is still hoping to prosecute Donald Walters' killers. For his parents in Oregon, learning these details is double-edged. For more than a year, they've pressured the military to investigate his death further. But his mother, Arlene Walters, thought the ordeal ended with the Silver Star.
This was a shock. You know, I used to have visions of him standing out there all alone in the desert, firing away, and all these people firing back, and I thought that was horrible. Well, this is much worse.
Still, Donald Walters' story has now been told by media outlets across the nation. And unlike before, no one questions whether he was a hero.
He fought till he could fight no more, is what it was, and then they took him. And then they killed him, which is not according to the Geneva Conference. That's not what you do to POWs, you know. And we're angry, you know. I'm really ticked off.
Arlene Walters says this Memorial Day weekend she expects all the old emotions connected with her son's death to reemerge, and the new information raises even more questions about whether the U.S. will find his killers. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Salem, Oregon.
There was also more information today about an American who died in Afghanistan. The U.S. Army said that Pat Tillman, the football player who enlisted and became an Army Ranger, was probably killed in a friendly fire accident.